This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, as we witnessing the first Jumu'ah in Ramadan, Ramadan is a month that's so special, and the uniqueness of this month, إن هذا الشهر خصائصه تتميز بالعبادات التي شرعت فيه. What makes this month unique, it's the active worships that are ordained and recommended for us to do during this month. And take it as a rule of thumb. Any ibadah that is associated with a specific time, at that time, the best thing to do is that particular ibadah. أي عبادة جعلت في وقت يكون أفضل شيء تفعله في هذا الوقت تلك العبادة. يعني for example, if you hear the adhan, repeating after the adhan, during the adhan, it is what has been ordained for us to do. Repeating after the muadhin better than reading Quran. But other time, reading Quran better than saying أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر and so forth. But because this is the time for this act of worship, so at that particular time, it's the best thing to do is to fulfill that ibadah of that time. طيب, what are the ibadat of Ramadan? So we know what are the best thing to do during this month. Obviously, the first one is as-sawm, fasting. And a lot of us cares about so many things, but they don't care to perfect their fasting and to make sure that their fasting are perfect, good, protected from sins that reduce the rewards of it, and also filled with goodness, and to make sure that this is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you are, every day you fast, every day you break your fast, every night you do your suhoor, you in your heart and your mind, I'm doing this because this is one of the best way to cleanse myself from my sins. I'm responding to the call of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. The siyam been prescribed upon you as it been prescribed upon nations before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab, those who are patient, their reward, there is no limit to it. And nobody knows how much reward they will get. And عدد الأجر الذي يحصل عليه عظيم لا يحصيه أحد إلا الله. Only Allah knows how much. تجد أن المفسرين كانوا يقولون إنما يوفى الصائمون أجرهم بغير حساب. They will read this verse and they said they are not the patient, they are the fasting people. And that correspond with the hadith of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said that Allah said كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. Every deeds that son of Adam will do belongs to his record, except the psalm. It belongs to me, yani I will record it for him, and I am responsible for it. What that means? It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows how much reward you will get for each and every day you fast. That's why, wallahi, every day I fast, I feel so grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allowed me to fast that day. Don't make your fasting just a habit, just a culture thing. No, remember, that's an act of worship. You're doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep that in your mind. Every hour goes by, you remind yourself of this. Fasting, one of the beautiful things about fasting that Sufyan ibn Uyainah rahimahullah used to say, that fasting is the one act of worship that nobody can claim it, or it cannot be used as a form of expiation for your sins in the Day of Judgment. What I mean by that? As you know, in the Day of Judgment, the Prophet ﷺ said, there is people will come with a lot of good deeds, but also they will come with sins that has to do with violating other human beings' rights. Curse someone, said abused someone, took somebody's money, was not honest in some business deal, you know, have caused harm someone, intentionally, unintentionally, whatever. You know, all these things between you and other humans, what will happen in the Day of Judgment? Those people will claim their rights from you. So it will be taken from your good deeds and giving to them. Al-Ulama Sufyan ibn Uyainah said, they can claim all your good deeds except fasting. The reward of fasting cannot be claimed. Will be always for you in your record, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for it. And that's what it meant by illa sum fa innahu li. That's why it will not be in your record. It will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will the one who will reward you for it. Even though in some of the narration it mentioned that they will claim siyam, but Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahullah said it could be, and Al-Qurtubi mentioned that, and Imam Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahullah said, it could be that even if they take some of the reward of the siyam, there is so much of it, and some part of it will be always there for you, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. And nobody can claim it, ever. And that's something so unique about fasting. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, الصيام جنة. As-siyam is a protection from hellfire. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ يَوْمَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. That this fasting person, when you fast, there is 2 days will be so special, or 2 times there will be so a time of happiness for the fasting person. When they break their fast, or and when they meet their Lord. When they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment, because the amount of reward, you never expected that. And the other one is when you break your fast. What when you break your fast means? اختلف العلماء ما معنى يوم فطره أو فرحتان في فطره يوم فطره ويوم لقائه. هل المقصود به كل يوم حينما تفطر في المغرب؟ أو المقصود به عند العيد حينما تفطر وينتهي رمضان؟ قولان لأهل العلم وكلاهما صحيح. That the scholar said it means that your time of happiness will be every day as you break your fast, or it could be at the Eid al-Fitr. When you finish the whole Ramadan, that's the time of happiness. It could be both, and there is no contradiction. You can actually say the hadith apply to both. Another act of worship that is important in Ramadan, وهو القيام. فإنه شرع في رمضان ما لم يشرع في غيره. There is a special qiyam, night prayers in Ramadan that does not exist in outside Ramadan, which is Taraweeh. Do you pray Taraweeh in any other month of the year? No, only in Ramadan. We pray night prayers, but Taraweeh prayer, when we gather in the masjid and pray, that's only in Ramadan. And it is sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the practice of the companions and the consensus of the Muslim ummah generations after generations. And Qiyam Ramadan has special reward. Qiyam Ramadan lahu ajr azim. Qiyam Ramadan wa'ada an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam man yaqumu bi an yughfar dhanbah marratayn. There is two times you've been promised that your sins will be wiped out completely if you do the Qiyam Ramadan completely. If you do the whole entire month of Ramadan, there is a promise that your sins will be wiped out completely. Twice that promise was given. The first one, when the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu dhanbu." Whoever pray the nights of Ramadan, Allah will forgive that person's sins. And the second one, قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر وهي ليلة في العشر الأخر من رمضان غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. And whoever pray the night of Al-Qadr, which is one of the nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, his sins or their sins will be forgiven completely. So that's twice you've been promised the forgiveness of your sins. And in order for you to achieve that, you have to pray every night in Ramadan and to care about that and something that you consistent in it. Praying the nights of Ramadan, it's a highly recommended, and it sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, it hurts me so much when I see people leave after the four rak'ahs, because they're missing what the Prophet ﷺ told us. من صلى مع الإمام حتى ينتهي كتب له قيام ليلة. If you pray with the Imam, you pray Isha, then you pray the Taraweeh with the Imam until the Imam finish, as if you prayed the whole entire night. Yani while you are in your home sleeping, okay, you are getting the reward of the whole night of prayers. Especially when we pray short prayers. And all what you save is what, 10 minutes? 15 minutes? 20 minutes? I think it's worth it. And if you don't know about this, start from now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فضله عظيم وفضله واسع. And some of my teachers used to say, in the last 10 nights where there is a prayer in the beginning of the night and another prayer in the night, in the last third of the night, that means you can make Qiyam al-Layl twice. That means, inshallah, as if you prayed two full nights. If you pray with the Imam from the beginning to the end, both. One full night for the first one and one full night for the second one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous in this month. So make sure that you care for the Qiyam. But what about the sisters who can't pray every night? What about the brothers who might be sick or overslept or one day were so... If you have an excuse, you're excused. You still can get that ajr. But you're excused for a valid reason. That will not take away the ajr from you. Another ibadah in Ramadan, which is known as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون حينما يدارسه جبريل بالقرآن في رمضان. And the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم is extremely generous, but he will be way more generous even in Ramadan when he reviewed Quran with Jibreel. As Fatima رضي الله عنها said, my father used to receive Jibreel in the nights of Ramadan, and Jibreel would review the Quran with the Prophet ﷺ, and they will go over the whole entire Quran. And in the last time, last year when he died sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right before he died, in that Ramadan, he went over the whole entire Quran with Jibreel twice. From this hadith, al-ulama said that it is highly recommended for the person during the month of Ramadan is to care about reciting al-Quran. Because Jibreel used to recite with the Prophet ﷺ al-Qur'an. And he will, al-ulama said, even to make at least one khatma. You read the whole entire Qur'an from the beginning to the end. And if it's hard for you, you can listen to it while you're looking at the Mus'haf. If you can't read Arabic, you can listen to the Arabic, read the English translation. And you make a whole khatma this way. The point is, you need to listen to the whole Qur'an to make your ear familiar with it. And you can basically, as I said, look at the English translation while this is going on. Also, al-ulama rahimahullah said from this hadith we learn, so we learn one, to read Qur'an as much as you can. And we know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ Ramadan is the month where the Qur'an was revealed. So secondly, he said to make a full khatma, to read the whole entire Qur'an during the month of Ramadan. And the third one, al-ulama said also from this hadith we learn that it is highly recommended to have someone to review the Qur'an with, to read the Qur'an with. And تتدارس القرآن مع أحد كما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتدارس مع جبريل. So you will find someone to read with him. Reach out. Said, hey, can you please help me? Sheikh Ibrahim provide a service in the masjid 3 days a week where he is available after Asr to review Qur'an with whoever he wants. And I'll be honest with you, the response is not that great. And I don't think because, mashallah, the majority of the community are perfect in the Qur'an. But I think they just need a reminder and taking advantage of such opportunity. Another thing, you can reach out to someone who knows Qur'an and said, can I read with you? Can I review with you? Even if it's just, 10 minutes. Many programs now online, you can do that as well. I mean, and live teachers, you can have, and you invest time and money and effort into something like that. Also, al-ulama rahimahullah said from this hadith, there is another fa'idah. قالوا أنه يستحب قراءة القرآن في ليالي رمضان. It is recommended to read Quran in the night because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to review the Quran with Jibreel during the night time. And when we read about the Salaf rahimahullah, they used to read the Qur'an in the morning and the night. Aisha kanat idha salat al-fajr, open the Mus'haf and start reading from the Mus'haf. Even though she memorized, but she would read from the Mus'haf until the midday. Then she would close it, take a nap, and she would wake up before Dhuhr. And many ulama rahimahullah will do amazing things when it comes to the Qur'an. The sunnah is not to make khatm al-Qur'an in less than 3 days. Make it on 3 days. That's the shorter period of time you can do. Finally, I'll say also one of the, not finally, there is like other couple points, but for the first khutbah before I end it, one of the things also recommended in Ramadan is to give charity, a sadaqah, to increase your charity. The same hadith Ibn Abbas, he said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. He's the most generous person. But in Ramadan, he will even be way more generous, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Extremely generous. Like the wind that carry the clouds and the rain. When the rain comes, it goes everywhere to everyone. And the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم in Ramadan will give, will never say no, صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he will give and give and give. That's why charity in Ramadan, it is a highly recommended act. And it is something should be done, if it's not, in every day, in multiple times. وهنا لطيفة جميلة. كثير من أهل العلم قالوا أن الزكاة لا يستحب إخراجها في رمضان. أو بعض أهل العلم قالوا الزكاة لا تخرج في رمضان. Some ulama said, al-zakat should not be given in Ramadan. You're allowed, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply your ajr. But you will say, why I don't give my zakat in Ramadan? I want to multiply my ajr. تعرف ليش? Why the scholar said that? قالوا حتى لا يكون إخراج الزكاة مضعف للإنسان عن إخراج الصدقة. So the person, when he gives zakat in Ramadan, he will not be interested in giving charity extra. Because if my zakat, let's say $10,000, I just give $10,000, then I tell you, come on, give him $1,000. I just paid $10,000. You see, it became hard for you to do sadaqah. And the point is to do sadaqah. Because it's zakat, you're not doing any favor to anyone by giving zakat. That's not your money, actually. Yani, if your zakat $100,000, that $100,000 is not your money. There is no favor. That's the money and the right of the recipients of the zakat. هذا مال الفقير ومال الذي نص القرآن عليه ليس فيه منة المنة والفضل في الصدقة حقيقة. Your favor is when you give the extra. That's where the people go very, very high. You're fulfilling the obligation by giving the zakat. But anything beyond the zakat, that's where the sadaqah, that's where الدرجات العلا, that's where you go in the highest level of generosity and so forth. Don't misunderstand me. A zakat is a great act of worship. It's like fulfilling the salah. But that extra volunteer prayers, it shows another level of commitment to the salah. The same thing with the donation. Obviously, you are allowed to give zakat in Ramadan. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply it to you because that's a great time for giving. But if you look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu, كان يقول إن شهركم هذا شهر أداء الديون وإخراج الزكاة. This is the month where you pay your debts and this is the month where you give your zakat. And which month he was talking about? Muharram, the first month of the Hijri calendar. But in any way, so as long as you give the zakat, but make sure that you add to it as-sadaqah, the donations, and to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yahfadhana wa iyyakum bihifdhih wa yanfa'ana wa iyyakum bihadha ash-shahr al-kareem. Aqulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah wahdahu was-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. Among the act of worship that is highly recommended during the month of Ramadan is staying in the masjid, spending more time in the masjid. And staying in the masjid has two ways. Al-mukth fil masjid lahu suratan. The first one it's called i'tikaf. Suratul wa hiya al-i'tikaf fil masjid. And al-i'tikaf, I know there is a variety of opinions, but what I do believe is a strong opinion that al-i'tikaf at least to be a full day or a full night. And I don't agree ever with somebody telling me i'tikaf is 10 minutes. Wallahi, it's 10 minutes, that's i'tikaf. That's not i'tikaf. It doesn't even linguistically sound i'tikaf. I'tikaf, it's a full night or a full day. Where a person, that's why when Ibn Umar قال, نويت أن أعتكف ليلة. My intention is to make i'tikaf for a whole night. The Nabi said, do. So, al-i'tikaf, it's طول المكث في اللغة. It means you spend a good amount of time. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make i'tikaf 10 full nights and days. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to do it in the first 10 nights, then in the middle, then in the last. He was looking for which night will be Laylatul Qadr. Every year he will do different. Then he was told Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights. Then from then, Ibn Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never missed to make i'tikaf in the last 10 nights. Even 1 year he didn't do it, he has to make it up in Shawwal, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of his commitment to the i'tikaf. And Zuhri, who's among the successors, يعني, in the second generation, he said, this sunnah almost vanished in our time. So talk about like less than, 80 years after the Prophet ﷺ time, and people saying it's nobody practice it. So what we say today? If you can at least 1 or 2 days. If you want to make one, Abdullah ibn Unais said, in Nabi Sallam, he came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, give me one night. يعني, if I want to make i'tikaf, give me one night. Because I am far away, I lead the salah. قال إني أصلي في قومي ولا أستطيع أن آتي. اجعل لي ليلة يعني آتي فيها وأعتكف. So I will come and I will stay in the masjid with you. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اختار له ليلة 23. The night of 23rd to come. And to do the i'tikaf in that night. Then since then, every year, when that Maghrib comes, he will be in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, making i'tikaf all the way until Fajr. So make sure that you put part, if you can't do the 10 nights, make one night, two nights, in the weekend. It doesn't need to be even in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Also, that's one. The second one is طول المكث. والمكث غير الاعتكاف, is to stay in the masjid. to stay. The Prophet ﷺ said, one of the things that raise your level in Jannah so high, قال وانتظار الصلاة إلى الصلاة, is to stay from one salah to another. Let's say Asr in 2 hours, I stay the 2 hours. Maghrib in, between Maghrib and Isha, and so forth. Also, the Nabi said, من صلى ثم مكث في مصلاه, when you pray and you stay where you're at, angels will say, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah forgive him. And that could be the spot where you prayed at, or in my opinion, which is the stronger one, in my opinion, is in the masjid in general. You stay in the place in the masjid. You stay praying Clear Lake Sun Center, you stay Clear Lake Sun Center. As long as you're staying here making dhikr and dua and salah. And it, why it's highly recommended in Ramadan? الفقهاء, the Muslim jurists have a reason. لماذا قال العلماء أنه يستحب طول المكث في الصيام في رمضان خاصة؟ قالوا لأنه أحفظ للصيام. Why it is recommended? Because it is help you to protect your fasting. And I hope, inshallah, while you're staying in the masjid, you're not going to TikTok and seeing all the things that's in TikTok and like Instagram and going to social media and like, you know, and watching trailers and like movies. You're not going to be doing this most likely in the masjid. Or chatting or engaging in a nasty conversation or being angry and mad. You will calm. That's how you protect your siyam. You know, you increase your ibadah and so forth. So that's one of the reasons that the ulama recommended that you stay more and spend more time in the masjid during the month of Ramadan. The last and final thing is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned also in the Quran when he talked about the rules of siyam, which is a dua, to increase your dua during the month of Ramadan. That's the month of ijabah. لِلصَّائِمْ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ دَعْوَةُ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ. When you break your fast, there's a dua will be answered. When you make suhoor, that's a time of ijabat al-du'a. In qunut with the Muslims. And in Jumu'ah tonight, before Asr, make sure that 10, 15 minutes before Maghrib today, spend so much time in making du'a. Because you are fasting. You're about to break your fast. It's a Jumu'ah. It's Ramadan. Make sure you make a lot of du'a for yourself, for your family, for your children, for your future, for your past. You know, for the Muslim ummah and so forth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless your family and make this fasting a blessed fasting for all of us and benefit us from the month of Ramadan tremendously. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes to forgive our sins and to raise our level in Jannah, to forgive our parents, to forgive the living and the dead, and to heal those who are sick. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. اللهم اشف كل مريض اللهم اغفر موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا اللهم اغفر لقرابتنا وذوي أرحامنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعنا على صيام رمضان وقيامه وحسن عبادتك فيه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لك الشكر ولك الحمد أن مكنتنا من هذا الشهر الكريم اللهم فأعنا عليه يا حي يا قيوم اللهم اغفر لنا تقصيرنا فيه وأعنا على ما بقي منه يا حي يا قيوم اللهم إنا نسألك أن ترفع عن إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين المضطهدين المحتلة أرضهم في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ولي على المسلمين خيارهم وادر عنا وعنهم نار الفتنة والشر يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ولي علينا خيارنا وابعد عنا شرارنا ولا تجعل ليتنا إلا في من يخافك ويتقيك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا أرحم الراحمين صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا